What's up, fellow human beings? Welcome to Peace of Mind. I am your host, Mackenzie Lewis, here to bring you a piece of my mind. This is a safe place where we can talk about spirit, spirit guides, life, sexuality, reality, and life in other realms. So sit back, relax, grab a joint, get comfy, and let's get real. Hello, beautiful human beings, and welcome to Peace of Mind. It is a beautiful Sunday morning. I am sitting under the cute LA sun and trees and just feeling very peaceful in my space. And actually my bestie space, which is actually even better because like you can feel her heart here and it's really warm. Life's been interesting, y'all. I'm like, I don't know about y'all, but there's been a lot of shifts been going on, not just in the freaking planets, but in life. A lot of shifting, a lot of changing. If y'all didn't miss it, that Aquarius moon was, ooh, girl. I'm like, first of all, she's just been doing so much. But also the shift into Leo season has been doing a lot, too. I'm jumping into it. I didn't even give you guys a recap, life recap, but I've been feeling with this new moon change. Like before, I know I've been seeing on Twitter too, but I know we all have been going through this, like this Gemini season is all about going. And then this Cancer season has been like slowing us down. And now this Leo season is bringing in this flame of like, okay, but let's get back to what we're doing. Let's get passionate. I was doing a bunch of readings on the beach yesterday, and that's what I'll be doing today. And I've been feeling like so many people like fired up, like feeling their passions, wanting to dive in what they love, and like people waking up. And it's so exciting to see everybody just getting flamed up for this season. We needed some fire in our life. I always talk about this. I was also even talking about the fire last episode about knowing how to tame your fire, knowing how to use it for good. So use this Leo season as something to just push you and inspire you and make you want to move forward and dive into what you love. I really am using this fire for good. Where else did I want to go with it? Oh, but this Aquarius moon. I don't know. One of my friends actually did a group reading session on their Instagram live, and they were talking, and just exactly what I've been talking about, this accepting change. And I got a lot of people actually at the beach too, which was very resonating. It's the Ace of Swords, which is when you cut something, you're cutting something right down the middle, which allows you to fully release the things of the past and allow you to move full force forward. And I believe that's what the Aquarius moon was giving, really just about like allowing yourselves to be confident and release doubt. Releasing doubt is so big too. Just allowing ourselves to full force go into what we want. Yeah, bro, I'm telling you, this fire, this passion out here in the streets, it's freaking beautiful. It's freaking beautiful. Yeah, it's been awesome. Also, before I even got into my change, I know that I've been doing some healing, you know, this water past season. I just feel like in life right now, like I'm just going through, it's like heal this, heal that, heal this, heal that, heal this, heal that, and then let's keep going. And I'm like, damn, like, you know, you kind of like got me. And I finally felt like this, I healed this one relationship, and it caused for such major breakthrough that like I was like, whew, like it was such a relief. That it was funny, I finished talking to them and I went outside, and it was like the earth was calmer after that. The like literally, it was like, I want to say it was like literally like 6, and if you live in California, it's hot till literally, it's hot at night. It's hot here. And I was driving back from that talk with that person, and literally like the wind was like so soft, and like the clouds were like in little patches, so the sun wasn't beaming. It was just cool. It was the craziest thing. I was like, does the earth also get healed too? Like, why is everything so gentle? Like, it was so beautiful. And so I felt like that was my really like nice. That was actually literally the last day of cancer season. And you know, I always think like, am I being like dramatic about the way that I feel like connected to the planetary movements? And then I think about it and I'm like, no, because other people feel this shit too. And also sometimes it's also like reassuring in a way that like, damn, I really am connected to this planet. Like, we have a relationship. Me and Earth have a relationship. And when planets are going crazy, I'm going crazy. And we're just together with it. We're matching each other's energies. But yeah, so I know that we've been all kind of going through these little rough rotations, but this approach into this Aquarius is truly about change and accepting change and opening up to it. For me, being out here and doing readings and things like that, and just being kind of open with my energy, on the way there, I was so nervous. I haven't had to talk to my brother about it. Like, why? Like, you know, this is like, I don't care if I don't even get one. I like, if I just get one person and they don't even give me money, like, I don't want their money. Like, I just want to be able to do what I love and share what I love. And like, I just got so much, like, met so many beautiful people, got so many interesting concepts and thoughts and feelings and opinions thrown at me. Like, there were people who were throwing their opinion at me. And I didn't even, I ain't asked for that opinion. Did I listen? Yeah. But was I like, damn, girl, you just out here standing in front of me just yelling about how you feel? And I'm like, go ahead, you know, express. This is a place to express. I think that's why I literally love being out in Venice anyway. I was sitting with my uncle and I was telling him, like, every time I go to Venice, bro, I just walk around. I walk down the strip with no shoes on. And him and my brother were giving me shit, which I agree, it's dirty. Like, I should not be walking on that path with no shoes on. Like, it's just not okay. It's not very sanitary, but it makes me feel so connected to the space. And I'm like, he was like, it's just because you're a hippie. But I just think also there's just so much soul there. There's so much soul there and energy and freedom. And so being able to interact with these people and do what I love and attract beautiful people. I met so many beautiful people, y'all. Like, it was so crazy to, like, I don't know, just put it out there so freely. You know what I mean? This is what I like to do. I love giving readings. I love helping people. I love talking to people out there, out of their shit, and just being like, look, here's what they say. Let's talk about it. Let's unravel it. Like, I love conversation about these things. And being confident enough to put myself out there allowed for so much good things to be returned back. There's even a moment where some lady, like, opposing crystal lady, right? And what's funny is when I saw her, I was like, yo, people could get a reading and go buy crystals from her shop. We could collab. Like, this is a collab. She was not feeling like it was a collab. She did not like that. And I was like, damn, all right, cool. And she came over and threw all this energy and it frazzled everything up. So I, like, saged the fucking tent. I was like, you know what, I was like, let me go on a walk. So I go on a walk, and I'm sorry, I'm just telling a story, but it's worth it. I go on this walk to go to the bathroom, and then there's like these men who I don't know what they're preaching about, but they were on mics and they started talking about, as I'm walking by them hitting my vape, they were like, girls out here want to act like they know God, but they're out here smoking blunts, smoking vapes, and wearing scandalous clothes. And I'm like literally walking by hitting a vape in a dress, like, huh? Are you talking to me? And I just go to the bathroom, and I'm sitting in the bathroom, and I'm thinking about, I'm like, I'm gonna go cause a fucking scene. I'm gonna go over there, and I'm gonna tell all these fucking people. I'm like, do you want to see these people who are shaming women for doing what the fuck they want? Da 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 da. I could have caused this whole scene. Would have caused this whole scene. And I was already so, I already had energy from when the lady came over and yelled at me about being across from her crystal shop. So I was trying to walk something hot already off, and something hot hits me again. So I'm sitting here. Do I have a choice? I have a choice. Do I go back there? Do I cause a scene? Do I make some whole ass scene and then go do a reading? Or do I just let it be? Do I just let it be? And for the first time, for the first time in 10,000 million centuries, I let that shit be. I walk past them. I take a big rip of my freaking puff as I walked past these motherfuckers, and I strutted my stuff. And there's also like a cute little techno beat, so like if you can imagine me in a little cute silk dress, like walking to my techno beat, hitting my puff, not caring about them. And there was a woman sitting there waiting for me. I wasn't even at my station. This woman sitting there waiting for me. She was like, yeah, I was ready, I'm ready to get a reading. And I was like, I wasn't even here, like how did you even, like, she was like, no, I knew where I needed to be. And I was like, damn, that was a choice. Because imagine, like, what if she saw me throwing this big fit? What if I just threw this big fit? How was I going to go do a calm reading with somebody after I just threw this big fit? You know, it's like choosing your battles is also a real lesson that I've been learning. And it comes with this fire. It comes with this fire thing. And knowing when to tame your fire and knowing when to use your fire. You know, it wasn't worth it. Yelling at those men, it wasn't worth it. You know, their energy could just be retracted from you. And I think I was thinking about the four agreements, because I was talking about this yesterday, about things, not taking everything personally. As somebody who is sensitive, being sensitive is not a bad thing. Let me tell you that straight up. So my whole life, I have been crushed for being sensitive. But let me tell you something. It is okay to be sensitive. You're allowed to be soft. You're allowed to have feelings, emotions, be expressive. It's allowed. This is allowed. Let me just be straight up with y'all. This is allowed. You're allowed to be sensitive. You're allowed to have emotions when you don't feel right or somebody is hurting your feelings. You're allowed to be expressive about that. And, you know, as somebody who is sensitive, we take things personal all the time. And I think I've been realizing that you need to pick your battles more. And keep your peace, keep yourself grounded. Don't let everything be such a reaction. Be able to be so grounded in yourself that you don't have to react. And it's not gonna hurt you, and they can be hurt. Because internally, people are just projecting. People are always just projecting. Projectors, there's a bunch of projectors out here. But you don't always have to accept people's words, they can be retracted. And I've kind of been learning about this. I feel like the throat chakra has been fucking popping for me, because even being out here and talking to these people and interacting with people, it's really easy for me to do the reading part, because then I'm like, well, what about this? How about this? Let's unravel this. You know, it's a lot easier doing that. But getting them to come in is kind of hard. It's already kind of, it's been beautiful though. I've been so blessed, you know. On my way there, I was like asking the universe. I was like, please just let me be a light and attract people who need answers, and if I can give them, let me give them, you know, just wanting that energy to be excluded. And so many people were like, I just feel like this is just so warm here, I just feel like it's warm here, like I just want to sit here. And I was like, oh, like damn, like, you know, that energy was excluded and it did attract the right people. But I'm like back to my first thing, not taking things so personal, knowing when to pick your battles, and being strong within yourself. There is a big message, and when we were doing the group reading under the Aquarius moon, a big message of releasing doubt, believing in yourself, releasing that negative ego, that negative voice in your ear, and going full force into what you want to do. It's time. Don't be scared. Be fearless. It's about expansion. I don't know what is it is about this word expansion, but it's like playing in my head like a fucking broken record. It's like expansion, expansion, expansion. Like, we need to expand. It needs to get bigger. We got to be louder, and like louder but humble. And I think that's also what the silent healing has also taught me, which I hope to be bringing that to New York soon, because I'm really excited about that. Silent healing is awesome, but finding peace in the silence, but also finding peace in the noise. Even when I'm at Venice, like, imagine trying to do a grounding technique with people at Venice Beach, bro. There's so much energy around you, you can't do shit. But I just allow them when I am grounding them before I do the reading. I'm like, acknowledge the peace and let the sounds acknowledge the peace. Acknowledge the sounds and let them be peaceful. Let it be something that allows you to be present. It's just being more present and accepting that and accepting all the beauty of the things around you. Like sometimes in chaos, we get conflicted, but instead you can just acknowledge the sound and be okay with it. I don't know. I get fidgety. Like that shit will take me. Like I get tick, 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 and wait till I burst. But might as well just see it, acknowledge it, and let it be. You don't have to accept everything. You don't have to let everything affect you. Sometimes we're like sponges and we want to, you know, but be open. But know what you want to come in and know what you want to go out. It reminds me of like pinball flippers. Pick what you want. You have options. You have the options and be truthful about them. Even when we're talking about when your mind is a little like conflicted or heavy or like not full, but just overwhelmed. Allow yourself to know that you can take things in and you can kick things out. Don't got to keep everything in. So be wise about what you want around you and just take care of yourselves. I'm really excited for the way things are going, and I've really been accepting the change and accepting this flip into Leo season, and I want to be fierce about it. I want to make my love bigger. I want to share my love bigger. So whatever you're feeling passionate about, whatever you're feeling is needing to be bursted out and you're feeling timid about, do no longer feel timid, no longer hold back, no longer wait. You know, be patient about your process. Everything happens with reason. Don't rush it. But don't wait on it. Don't wait on it. Get rid of the stagnant energy. Don't wait on it. Go for it. And everything's going to be exactly where it's supposed to be. Blast off, bro. Blast off. It makes me think of... Anyway, I'm on. Anyway. But yeah, blast off. Fucking blast off. Ugh. Man, you guys make sure to take care of yourselves today. Go for a walk. I've been going for heavy, heavy walks, and that shit is beautiful. Just, it frees your mind like nothing else. Getting your body ready and moving in the morning, man. Go for a walk. Acknowledge the trees. Acknowledge the birds. Acknowledge the people. Say good morning to the old lady sitting on their patio because they'll say good morning to you. There's a lot of beauty out here. There's a lot to be grateful for. Express your gratitude out loud. Be straight up fucking gratitude. Be straight up gratitude. Be straight up grateful, though. Just be grateful for where we're at and what we have. And be in your present moment because there's a lot here for you. And you're meant to be here. Everything is really aligned. And listen to the messages that come to you. Because they got what you need. And they're not just out of the blue. Listen, you know, I even realized kind of after doing a reading for my grandmother. I'm going to expose Kathy. After doing a reading for my grandmother, she said, you know, they told me this last time. But I'm going to need one more message because this isn't enough. And I was like, girl, they told you. And I realized with me, I do the same thing. They got to tell us multiple times and we don't listen. But man, I've been working so hard on listening, and even doing these readings allows me to, I just have to fucking listen. You got to tell me and I have to listen. Listening is going to take you so far. Listen and put action to it. Be fearless in this life. Don't let fear control you. It's the lowest vibration. It's just not benefiting you. Be fearless. Be strong and be passionate. I fucking love you guys. Life's weird, but life's great. So be grateful and share your gratitude and share your love because I love you. Peace, y'all.
Thank you guys so much for joining in on this week's episode. If you love what you heard, please follow along with me on this journey. Remember that the light is always with you and within you. Speak your manifestations aloud. Dedicate some time for yourself today. And remember, you are only human. Peace.